Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. And now, another actual five-star iTunes review of the podcast, read by Adam's buddy, Oswaldo.
Ace is a small amount, great show, great topic, great guest, and many y'all. I have you, Adam, Brian, and Gina. Get on, get on!
Loud and clear. Go to iTunes, rate and review the podcast, and maybe Ozzy will butcher your review too. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, I want to thank LifeLock for sponsoring this half of the show. You go to lifelock.com, enter Adam, get your 10% off. TrueCar.com, download that app. Geico, go to geico.com, save the 15%. We'll work that out as well. Dan Fogler's going to walk in here in a second. He's an actor, you know, Fantastic Beasts 2 in theaters. That's coming up. And he's actually doing comic books and many other things. Been in many movies you recognize. Gina Grad, so he'll walk in a minute. Gina was talking about, off the air, I think, a charity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I need everyone's help. So I was hoping to do a quick little beg people solicit. So twice a year. Come on. Good thing your mic was off. So twice a year, I work with this really cool charity through the Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Kids with facial disfigurement and scarring from surgeries and from just stuff that they've had to deal with all their little lives. And so they do these self-esteem camps with them. And in the fall's the girls, the spring's the boys. I go there. For the girls, it was a big fashion show, and I emceed it. And this time, I interview the boys on the red carpet, and then they go get to watch a new release movie. And it's awesome. But what I need is they make these big graduation gift bags for them. And I've sort of become the reason why they're getting an avalanche of like toys and like sports stuff. And the kids are stoked. A lot of them fairly low income. They've been through a lot, and showing up on their graduation day and having just toys and gifts and presents. It's all because of you guys. So if you could please, 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 please help me. I can only buy so much stuff myself. It would be great. It's super fun to participate in. All the information is at adamcarolla.com. They need it by May 15th. There's 14 boys. And any
age
questions?
Range?
Like 7 to 15. Okay. There's four mentors. Those are teenagers who've been through the program. Feel free to throw in something for them, but you don't have to. Any information, contact me directly at Gina Grad on Twitter. All the information I provided already is on adamcarolla.com. Thank you so much.
So I'd like to help. But as you know, I'm going down a road in Atlanta.
Yeah, you're busy.
And even though we filled up the tank of the race car out here,
yeah,
I'm still going to have to buy fuel at the track.
Oh, that's
and
a bummer.
You think the high test stuff is expensive out here, like when you're in Malibu or somewhere,
maybe
$4 a gallon?
Yeah, $4.05.
Try 116 at Road Atlanta.
Oh.
116 octane.
Oh.
Sunoco.
Yeah, you're getting like, you know, 89, 91 octane out here.
Okay.
Think of the 116.
So I'm sorry, just
it's got to be at least $12 a gallon.
Oh.
And I got to do practice, qualifying. There's a race on Saturday, and then another race on Sunday.
It's
all gas.
So just to be clear, an event that isn't till the middle of May, they just need, I don't know, like $50 worth of toys for 14 kids. That's too rich.
On a non-race year, no problema.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But again, it's 116 octane.
Sure. Yeah.
So
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's tires.
Right.
Beer.
Yeah.
Food, transport. We're not paying for the accommodations, but
it's a lot of overhead, is what I say.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's all coming out of the fix.
Okay.
Hey, I wish your kids well.
I'll let them know. That's just as good as a gift.
Don't say anything. I'm just saying this is great.
For the rest of us who don't have a race.
You don't know where the money's going,
right.
Dr. Drew said.
For the rest of us who aren't racing this weekend or this year or ever, would you recommend this a good charity to support?
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I can pay for my own racing. I don't need any help. I was reading something.
He doesn't need a charity.
If you want to kick something down, with tires and whatnot, fine.
I'll work something up.
Are you talking about Gina's thing?
I was talking about Gina's thing.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever you want to do.
Okay. So. Helpful.
Mm-hmm. Get to it, everyone.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks a bunch, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Dan Fogler in studio.
Gotta
find a seat that works.
That is a common problem for guests.
It will spill on my ass.
You got a very, very slippery chair here, man.
They, we're talking about Fantastic Beasts and Balls of Fury and Take Me Home Night, Kung Fu Panda, and But
okay.
Now I'm thinking about Good Luck Chuck, right?
All right, if you have to. If you must think about it.
Let's not sleep on Good Luck Chuck, Dane Cook's first vehicle. And Dane was his best buddy in that movie.
Yes.
The plastic surgeon.
Steve Kleminski, I think. Or Stu Kleminski.
I thought you were pretty damn funny in that movie.
I appreciate it.
Stu Kleminski.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bricklayer.
Brooklyn Gladiator is the name of the comic book. Now, that is out on Amazon as we speak. And if you bookmark us and click through our site, then I can get the Hoosier R7s instead of the Hoosier R8 race tires.
Well, check it out. That's the
wheelchair. Step it up, shave a couple tenths off lap time over there. Good to see you, Dan.
It's excellent to be seen, sir.
Yeah.
When's the last time I saw you, man? A while ago. I was on your show. Guess when Take Me Home Tonight came out or something?
It's
a blur, I know.
It's a blur, but you're a likable soul.
Thanks, brother.
And it comes across. I don't know how to, I guess that's that certain je ne sais quoi thing, that thing where that, in the business, they call it. Like, there's just, you want to like that guy. You want to laugh when he walks onto the screen.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I didn't know you're a comic book guy.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up reading them and like making my own with my brother. Like, I'd draw them and then when I got some money in my pocket, when the career started to, you know, do okay, I did this movie called Fanboys,
mm-hmm.
and that really rekindled my love of comics and everything, and I just started to just collect them again, and then I had the opportunity to make my first one, which is called Moon Lake, which is it's like Twilight Zone on THC, can I say that?
Yeah,
please. Okay, we encourage it.
Nice.
It's funny, to look at you wouldn't know you're a comic book guy.
No, really? No. Let's see some more of a Tough Mudder, cross trainer, CrossFit, you know, that kind of thing.
It's
you know, military brat, ROTC. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, hot yoga.
Yeah, but I guess you got some range. I guess you can read the comic books while you're on the Peloton, on the stationary bike.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I get a little nauseous, but...
It's a good time to be a nerd, right? Because
yeah, it is.
You think about the movies that used to come out, and it was like, you know, Bang the Drum Slowly, or The French Connection, or Papillon, or whatever. These were like big movies that were like slow. There weren't any special effects. And I don't know how far you could get away from a superhero movie than these like quiet, whatever movies where they examine people and lives.
And yes, that, and also the superhero movies were limited by the special effects capabilities of the day. So the ones that did exist, that Spider-Man movie that came out like 1980 or whatever, terrible movie.
Does not stand the test.
And I'm just sitting there talking to my son yesterday, and I'm like, what are you doing, Friday? We're gonna go see Dawn of Justice. And I'm like, who's in that? Batman, Aquaman, the fox from Galaxy, the raccoon from the Galaxy, the Defenders of the Galaxy. And then they took other guys from Stan Lee's in there, and it's like they've just taken every single comic book hero character and just put them in one movie, and it just keeps going. And then and then he explains they're doing this and they're doing that, and then they're going to spin off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there's Wonder Woman's nanny, and they're spinning off because she has her own story to tell. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, the ancillary characters, like Marvel is excellent at it, and yeah, they got the Ant-Man, like that. Did you grow up reading Ant-Man?
No,
like, right, and he's got his own damn franchise happening. It's wild. They're really, they're doing like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
that was
it's impressive as a feat because, like you said, it's so easy. This can easily teeter off and spin out in such a bad direction. But these movies
they're on
objectively
the ball.
Good movies. May not be for everyone, but they're well made movies.
Like I grew up on all those. Yeah, it's a good time to be a nerd, man. I mean, it's like it's a golden age, like resurgence of these comic books. When I saw that movie, I forget which. There's been so many damn Avengers out, but some kind of Civil War or something. One of those movies, but there was a scene that just spoke directly to the kid in me, which was it's like you first see Spider-Man for the first time, the new one. This kid, and and they're all fighting at the airport. I think a lot of people
Civil
reference
War.
That. Is that the one?
Yeah, I think
when
so.
When I saw all of them fighting and the witty banter, you know, and it's working, and it's like, oh my God, I like, suddenly they have the CGI is caught up to the your imagination.
Well, let's have the perfect storm of super high octane pot available everywhere all the time and in edible form.
Yes.
And then crazy high end special effects superhero movies coming at you nonstop. I mean,
yeah.
Has there ever been a better time to be a nerd stoner?
Yeah. I mean, and then you have all the content. Everyone's. All the big movies, like it's like our entire economy is based on all these fucking movies coming out.
I don't even know if we can see them. There's no possible way to keep up with everything anymore. It's just too much.
Well, it's omnipresent. It's on your phone. It's everywhere. It's every browser you open. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Right. What about Fantastic Beasts? Show me the poster, Max Zapata.
Yeah, let's see this poster.
I want to see the poster. I know that the second one's coming out, I think, in November.
Yeah, November sometime. 16th.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about Fantastic
Are you getting
Beasts,
an influx of, like,
big.
Harry Potter fans? Like, is this opening up a whole new, like, you know, fan base for you, I
yeah,
guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine you're getting flooded with probably younger fans, too.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
I'm curious.
Yeah, a lot of kids grew up reading the Harry Potter books, mm-hmm. And now that there's like a new, there's a lot of fandom out there.
I'll bet.
Yeah, they're very lovely though, which is helpful.
Do you ever get fan fiction published about you?
I imagine
you would.
Yeah, I haven't read it.
Are you familiar with this fan fiction, Adam?
No.
The fans, like, people will write stories on their own about his character, anyone's character, like the Harry Potter characters or whoever, and it can be. Very adult. It can be very fantastic.
That's how Fifty Shades of Grey and Twilight and that all based on fan fiction?
Yeah, exactly. People will take it upon themselves to write a story about it. It can get popular. It can get weird. I'm just curious if you had experience with that.
Yeah. I know. I've heard about it. I haven't gotten down the rabbit hole.
Well, God willing, it'll happen.
Reading it. No, they have. Oh, they're definitely out there. I like the fan art, though. I like looking at the pictures. I like looking at the pictures as opposed to reading the
I'm with you.
The materials.
Picture oriented.
Yeah.
There's so much to consume now. It's so weird. I know it cannot be good for all of our little brains. I know we must hearken back. We must go like that damn. We're going to have to start doing like that movie with Ron Howard's daughter in it where they set up that little camp in the middle of
the village.
M. Night Shyamalan.
The village.
The world's worst security guard.
We're going to have to take it back.
Yeah,
we're going to have to go
Quaker Shaker, like churn your own butter. Like we're going back, right?
We'll start just telling stories again.
That'd be great.
Yep.
I wonder... Now, I bet if you quizzed like teenagers or young adults, let's say, here's an experiment. If you quizzed, I'm going deeper.
Okay.
I feel like when I talk to the average 40-year-old plus, they're like overwhelmed. They don't feel like they can keep up with all that's going on.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I talk to my wife, she's like, I just got another email from the school.
Yeah.
There's something going on this weekend. Where are you going? I'm like, we don't have to be there.
It says they need
volunteers, and they're getting another email. Uh-oh, I got another email from Natalia's teacher. There's a list of a whole bunch of assignments. She didn't turn. She's like reading this on her phone at 10:30 at night. Yeah. She's agitated because she got an email about missing assignments that were due and they're not, and now it's 10:30 at night. Like you're supposed to be winding down and not getting
there's a Pavlovian like dog response. Like every time there's a ping and a ping.
Right. And they're looking at the phone and there's agitation. Yeah. Oh, there she is. All right.
She's nodding in
agreement. What do you think of this? I think Amish people in their 40s are happier than we are because we think we're here and we got our hot tubs and our booze and our freedom and our phones and we got everything else and we're just using it like we're like it's like we're taking our own weapon and smacking ourselves in the head with it.
You've because invited like, it into your life.
We've invited this thing into our life. We're getting it's a deluge of information. We can't we can't focus. We can't be ever. We can't be quiet. I mean, we need to sit out on a porch and whittle something, I tell you.
Under the auspices of this thing, I'm holding a phone, but whatever that is, tablet, whatever, is going to make your life better. It's make your life easier and better. But in fact, it's agitating. And it's in a lot of ways, it's making you a worse adjusted person.
Right. Like, you know, our parents weren't aware that we had missing assignments at 10 o'clock at night on a Wednesday night.
No kidding.
They didn't care. They were all missing. They just, whatever. Go, yeah, they have a drink,
together.
Watch Maude, go to bed, and deal with it in the morning.
Do you get texted if the kids are late to a class? Because that's insane to me. I don't want my parents in my business at all. And there's, that's a thing now.
There's this it's all this communication. We've decided, much like we have to have an open discussion, you know, an honest discussion about race, we've decided that we need a discussion about everything. Like, no communication can be bad. It's just, hey, we got to communicate. We have to talk. We have to have an honest dialogue. Their honest dialogue has just turned into texting and alerts and Amber alerts and weekends and holidays and the phone's blowing up over something that could easily be handled on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. It's over communication against.
There we are.
Yes.
It's like 1984.
Yes. Do you have kids, Dan?
Yeah, I do.
They go to school?
Yeah. Well, the 5-year-old is, I guess she's in kindergarten.
Right.
But yeah, she's being programmed.
You're going to get a lot of like alerts and a lot of stuff, and it's all going to your phone.
I know.
And there are no hours to them anymore.
Well, yeah. My wife deals with those things. I let her get the anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
Try not to even think about it.
Eventually, she's going to take a little of that and steer it back in your direction. Because you're going to be watching SportsCenter and Stone, and she's going to know why she's got to be the one rubbing her hands together and pacing because of all this. Yep. And you seem to be sort of happily tuned out over there.
She's stockpiling rage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's what she does. She does best.
All right, let me tell you about LifeLock. How much is your identity worth? Well, according to online security education company, they rated it about $1,200 to hackers on the dark web. In today's connected world, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. They steal your identity, and that's it. They ruin your credit. New LifeLock identity theft with protection adds Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and your devices that you can't see or fix on your own. But if you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't have a problem because you got LifeLock. You listen to me. It's 2018. One less thing to worry about in the middle of the night when you're getting all those emails from the school board. You get yourself LifeLock. LifeLock, right, Dawson?
Yes, and no one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code Adam for an additional 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam for an additional 10% off.
All right. Why don't we take a quickie break? We'll come back with Dan and the news right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Break. Viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
This might not necessarily be a superhero feat, but still pretty interesting. The Michigan State Police organized a unique way to help a man who was threatening suicide on a highway overpass. They pulled together multiple semi-truck drivers to help shorten the fall. So the first call came in a little before 1 a.m.
Wow, yeah. Not since Smoking the Bandit have I seen this kind of unity with the truckers.
Yep, the unnamed man was on the bridge over the highway. All told, 13 semi-trucks were parked under the overpass to shorten the distance he would fall, I believe, about 6 feet. The man did not jump, and the situation ended as the man walked off the bridge. He was taken to a police station and a hospital for evaluation, but that picture alone is pretty interesting. They cleared every car off the highway except for semi-trucks, which are, how tall are they?
They got to be 12. Well, they got to well over,
less
over,
than 18.
Over 10. Yeah, well, definitely under 18. Yeah,
I'd packed them side by side.
Yeah, I'd go between 11 and 12 feet if I was eyeballing a rig. Yeah, see, if I'm going to kill myself, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to wait until the very last space is open for the semi trucks. The entire city is in gridlock, and I'm going to run over to the one open space and jump down in that. That's
so
the way I want to be remembered as an asshole.
By frustrating people?
Yes, yes.
They're about 13 and a half feet.
Are they that tall? Yeah. That's tall?
That's what it is. Well, all right. Well, the New York Post reports that people with a strong handshake are more intelligent and have better memories, according to a new study. The University of Manchester analyzed 500,000 people, found stronger people of all ages perform better in every test of brain function. That included reaction speed, problem solving, and memory. Weak grip has been linked to a higher risk of heart disease death, as well as falls and fractures. The latest study encountered...
I hate those people.
Yeah, and this all takes into account of age and weight and gender and education. And overall, if you have a strong handshake, you're probably doing a lot better.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Probably be able to stop yourself from falling.
Yeah. You got a good grip. You hang on to that towel bar when you're beating off. I agree with Dan. I know it. I read between the lines.
Exactly.
I don't like the guy who has his own handshake. I don't like the wispy handshake.
No,
I don't like the guy who does his own right to left instead of up and down. And then occasionally weird guy who turns it sideways. Like a mid-90s guy with the Glock in the cop movies. You know?
Some guys go over the top. Some guys go
I don't like that.
Yeah. You do the sandwich handshake.
Yeah.
The two-hander, the car salesman.
Like the Godfather. It's very good. Good. Thanks for coming.
You know what? But what about the POTUS though? He's just got like the grabs
he'll
on.
Pull you in,
he'll
man.
Keep going.
He just pulls you,
you
back in there.
Yeah.
Where's he going?
Hey, you know what I want to say too? What happened to me yesterday?
Obviously a genius.
I ran into someone who did the. I shook this guy's hand, then I shook that guy's hand, and then the last gal, who I didn't know but seemed nice and stuff. I did the handshake, and she's like, I'm a hugger. And she started hugging me, and I thought, I'm not a hugger. So I think we're even.
Yeah. We balance out.
Do they ever really consider who you are? Because I'm a non-hugger. No, I'm not a hugger. I'm just, you need to find another hugger.
Yeah.
This is not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or you like, revert to just elbow toucher.
Yeah, this is two bottoms at a gay bar buying each other drinks. You know what I mean? Like, but when you say, get in here, I'm a hugger. You should clear it with the other person. Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'm not a hugger.
So did you guys not hug?
Howie Mandel. Like, I'm not a hugger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so self-conscious right now because I say that to people all the time because I want to be welcoming.
Hugger,
and so I'm always like, come here. I love to hug.
I'm busting her chops and it's funny. But it is an interesting thing where it's like, all right, that's how you roll.
Yeah,
but I may be Howard Hughes over here. Like, I may be weirded out by this intimacy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Maybe I'll think about that next time. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out for the old Nintendo video game system from the 1980s has a huge cult following among gamers today. Mm-hmm. One of those gamers just broke the speed run record, beating the game while blindfolded.
I played the shit out of this game.
Let's see if you could beat this guy. His gamer, he used nothing but muscle memory and his ears to break the previous world record by 37 seconds, finally knocking out Tyson in 20 minutes and 36 seconds blindfolded.
Wow. The issue with the game was that it wasn't incredibly challenging. You could play it just based on, you know, the right moves at the right time as opposed to any kind of strategy or whatever.
Mm. Mm. How about the slap in the face of Tyson knowing that he just uses ears? Something that he despises in another man.
He likes to eat ears.
He devours them. Yeah, one could say either he hates them or he loves them way more than we ever could.
Dan, you strike me as a guy who played a lot of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Hell yeah.
Day, of course.
Yeah, but I need my eyes. That's pretty zen.
Talking a lot about schools and texts and emails to the parents, according to a study by the Center on Education Policy, 81% of public school teachers believe their students spend too much time taking tests mandated by the state or district. Mm. The study also found that many teachers are losing their commitment to their field, citing multiple frustrations, including pressures around getting ready for these big standardized tests.
Well, here's the dealio. We have the haves and the have-nots. You know, you have the horrible inner city, whatever, South Central, not working at all, just literally the teachers become like zookeepers. They were the chain and a whip and a chair and a lion tamer.
They're ringmasters.
Ringmasters, yes. It's all they're trying to do is keep the peace over there. And then you have my school, which is lousy with Asians, and everyone's way over the top. And now there's too much. It's like too many emails, too many texts, too many costumes, too much rehearsal, too much attendance, like too much. There's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
The middle is...
Where's the lazy white kid school?
Yes, just show up.
I think that was in North Hollywood.
You know, do your work and go home and throw some dirt clods. Like, when you're going to ride your bike. And, like, don't worry about it. Like, schools, there's a balance, and they're rarely struck. The ones that are bad are just, you know, asbestos falling from the ceiling, and there's lead in the paint. There's no heat in the winter and no supplies. And then there's the ones that are just way over the top with, you know, how about all the private schools in Los Angeles where it's like, it's $26,000 a year for your 9-year-old to go to school. But then they have fundraisers every third month. Like, what is the goddamn fundraiser? Your fundraisers are the funds. The funds that I'm paying for the kid to go to the goddamn school. I've had to deal with this with my sister's kids and other schools. Like, hey, what's going on? They want you to host the thing. They're already getting paid $20,000, $23,000 a year for
the endowment.
Yeah, but they got to raise money. It's like... I don't know. I feel like I go to a hotel and I pay for the hotel and then I go home. I don't have a fundraiser in the middle. How's a hotel going to keep the lights on? It's like, because of the money I pay them. That's how they keep the lights on. And by the way, if you're running a little short, charge an extra $800 a year and leave me the F alone. Yeah, like, how about that? It's always, we're out of money. They don't have money. I don't know what goes on. The same school has been there since 1957. There doesn't seem to be much upgrade going on. The kids are just sitting on the same linoleum, staring at the same chalkboard. Where's all this money? What's this? Yeah. Ooh, they need volunteers.
It's an exorbitant amount, too.
They got to have volunteers. Yeah. So they need money. They can't run without the money.
Doesn't make any sense.
How about just all the taxes everyone pays or the lottery or whatever the hell's going on?
Or the tuition or whatever.
All right. Well, then how about we cut back on emails in the middle of the night or all these stupid projects kids have to work on or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're getting time and a half at that hour.
It's a scam. It's kind of interesting because
finally someone calls the teachers on them.
Well, no. Who are the ones? Who are the ones who are asking for money in our society? Cops don't ask for money. They go out and get some by writing chicken ass tickets, you know. Who's asking for money? I'll tell you who's asking for money. Teachers and firemen. Guy sits out there with the boot. Come on now. Stuff some money into that fireman's boot at the intersection, whatever it is. Firemen. Why? Because we love them.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, is there like,
playing our sympathies.
You never see like a pedophile show up to the house. Hey, we're doing a pledge drive. Like, what? We need money. Mm. You know, we got to exist too. I'm just saying, it's no one... When someone says...
We buy our calendar?
The schools... Yeah, April and May are kind of stuck together, but you could steam it out and get it apart. No. Everyone goes, school systems, they need more money, they need volunteers, they don't have supplies. Everyone goes, yeah, oh no.
Got to rally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we got to get together. No one goes, why? What's going on? Why are they hitting us up all the time? I have a business. I don't keep walking around the neighborhood asking people for money all the time.
And I'm saying what the hell they're learning.
Yeah, what are they learning? How about they balance their budget a little bit or get it together? Go and talk to the lottery assholes.
You would be the scourge of the PTA if you dared say that.
True.
And then there's the volunteering. Like, oh, no. Both parents and Nana, well, she's dead. That's not an excuse. We need a note from the coroner. People are expected to volunteer. What time? Well, I'd like you there about sunup on Saturday. And then, you know, when the streetlights come on, you can take a break. They're throwing a fair. They're raising money. It's like, where's... Oh, God. I had to host the thing. They raised like $100,000+.
Damn.
I just had a brilliant idea. I'm going to homeschool my children and just do like auctions all the time. And
that's
good. For the kids' school.
They need books.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to homeschool, and then I'm going to ask everyone for money.
Exactly. Fundraise.
Yeah, I don't have any supplies. I had to use a charcoal briquette to draw out. I don't even have lead in my pencil anymore.
We're building a new wing on the house.
That's right.
It's a gym.
Yeah, I've read them Hop on Pop so many times they can recite it. I need a new book. I don't have any money. So whatever you could give. Here's my fireman's boot. Can you just feed some cash into that? Thank you.
It's a good scam.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. I could go to the neighborhood and I could go, look, you guys all have kids, right? Yeah. They're all going to the elementary. Right. Guess why that classroom is not overcrowded? My kids at home right now. Now, Let me ask you a hypothetical. You pay taxes. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Guess who else pays taxes? Part of that money goes to the school. Guess who pays taxes? The money goes to school, but his kid never there.
Wait a second.
I guess in a way,
he's homeschooled.
We owe you.
Everyone on this block can give me $8. That'll get me through the first semester.
Well, I know Mitch next door is not going to give it to you. Here's 16.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you don't have cash on you, I'll take a cold one. Just right, for the
very,
walk home.
Very amenable.
Ooh, bartering for education. I like that.
Kids got to know when to say when.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good. Well, speaking of a cold one, Papa John's is currently testing beer delivery, but only in Jeffersonville, Indiana, which is the location of the first Papa John's. Wow. Customers there get to pick from 5 beers, including Miller Coors Youngling.
Yingling. Spelled Youngling.
Yeah, it is, which will be sold in 6-packs as well as 16-ounce tall boys. While no plans were announced that the company was going to roll this out everywhere, it seems like it could be a good move. If things go well in Jeffersonville, the rest of us can hop on that.
Well, I look forward to the commercials. Not getting fat enough from eating empty carbs.
We know.
Perhaps you wash your empty carbs down with some more carbs in the form of a tall boy.
Yeah, that's good.
Good luck, fatty.
Dip the can right in the butter garlic sauce. Harley Davidson is offering an amazing 12-week internship that involves riding a motorcycle around the country all summer and writing about it on social media. Harley Davidson will teach their interns how to ride, and at the end of the summer, the interns get to keep the bikes.
Wow.
If you're interested, got to ask. Fast. The company is accepting applications now through May 11th. Get on board. You don't even have to know how to ride a motorcycle.
You know those husband wife teams you see on the Honda Goldwing? And they're heading down PCH and they got the helmet on with the intercom.
Yeah.
How fast would Lynette jump off the back of that thing? Like me just complaining the entire, especially now we're driving.
Yeah, she would dive off a cliff.
What other people do on the road and the red turn arrows and posted speed limits. And I mean, how fast would she dive off the back of that motorcycle?
Right when you revved it, first rev.
Yeah, I would imagine. Getting out the right driveway.
It's essentially you're wearing two buckets with a hose that just connects your thoughts to your wife's ears.
You can't turn it off.
Shut it down.
My favorite thing in the world is the guy who wears the shirt on the back that says, if you can read this, the bitch fell off.
It's a class act.
Awesome. Damn.
I think my favorite dude maybe is the place where there is no helmet law. But he's wearing a helmet and his gal isn't.
Mm. Oh.
It's very rare. It's very rare.
Really,
but it is rare. It's a strong. That's some pimp hand is very strong in that family.
That tells a tale.
It's like, look, we got one helmet and I am steering the bike. Yeah. So I would want to feel secure.
I'd be the first to hit the ground.
Right. Theoretically. Yeah. Right.
If I got to brake hard, she just holds on to me and I go head first and take the full impact.
Yeah.
What did Sam Elliott get here?
He's been in my pocket for a day or two.
Speaking of rides, let me tell you about True Car. Oh, car tips you may want to use. How about get those tires inflated properly? You should check that out. Get better mileage. And tires last a lot longer as well. Here's another tip you might not know. True Car also gets people used cars with a certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. So certainly there's something there for you. You can enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience. Whether you're looking to buy new or you're looking to buy used, you see what other people paid, you get the exact car you want, you lock it in, you get your certificate, and you pick up your new ride or used ride. Enjoy a faster car buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy new or you're ready to buy used, you always go with True Car and you enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. All right, let's do one more, Gina
Brand. Right. Well, according to a recent survey, 31% of men say they're extremely likely to consider getting plastic surgery, and some of them are going through with it, getting lip injections to look like Channing Tatum. Miami plastic surgeon Dr. Merricks invented the, quote, macho mouth, which gives men a prominent lower lip, which Dr. Merrick says has been a symbol of pride and power, and men in Florida are really flocking to it.
Wow.
The macho mouth.
I was just thinking the other day.
Yeah. Snap into a macho mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to the crazy plastic surgeon who always ran around in the scrubs and like practice kickboxing in the streets, Dr. Rio or something, and he had his sleeves cut off of his scrubs. He was, he'd be all over the TMZ and the news and everything. Beverly Hills plastic surgeon guy, pop up on TV shows. Remember that guy?
I don't know.
He was all over the goddamn place in like 09. Dr. Rio or something. He was
hey,
a douchey.
Everybody.
It's Dr. Nick. Dr. Nick Riviera. I love that. I love Dr. Nick Riviera. You know, this. He would.
He was just
show
around
up.
For the sake of being around.
He was the plastic surgeon who was the workout nut, who was always tan.
Huh. He didn't have a show attached to it.
He would pop up on everything all the
like
time. And he may have had one of those surgical blunder shows or, you know.
Botched or.
Yeah, it was like, who was that guy, Max Zapata?
I'm still looking.
He invented underbite manly lip.
Was it Dr. Robert Ray? Does that guy say?
Dr. Ray, yeah. Okay. I said that. Rio, probably Ray. Find up the most Dr. Ray picture you can find. He just, he was all over the place. I don't know if he's had his license stripped or something. He would literally like stand out front of his Beverly Hills business and wait for the TMZ bus to like drive by. And he'd be out there in his scrubs with his sleeves cut off and we'd be throwing like karate kicks and stuff.
Whoa. Spinning his own sign.
Oh my God.
You don't know this dude?
He kind of looks like a pumped up Dr. Oz.
I remember this guy. Yeah, he is kind of Dr. Oz-ish. I remember this dude.
You know what he looks like?
Dr.
Yeah,
Ray.
Stallone, yeah. Yeah, what does that sound like?
Say macho mouth.
This is a macho mouth.
Yeah.
Where is he in jail? Did he get deported? Can we build a wall around him?
Does he still have a practice?
Because he's such a whore, and he was like everywhere all the time, and he would always be getting interviewed. When, like, some starlet had, like, a boob job that went south or something.
Was he associated with Oprah in some way?
Like, in the stable of experts?
He seems too cheesy for Oprah, but maybe.
I feel like that's where we got to know him, and then he broke off and started going crazy.
Sound could be one of those guys.
He looks like Dr. Oz's evil twin.
He does.
Something.
What happened?
He has his own website, Dr. Ray Videos. Is that him doing karate chops?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Is he still just going strong?
He has a new look.
Dr. 90210.
That's right. There's a show.
Oh, there you go.
That's it. That was it.
He has sleeves now.
Gina, check out his bio, too. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I'm reading one here, too. Dr. Ray's not only an artist, but an accomplished surgeon, scientist, and author. He also has been involved in various areas of the media, from medical consultant for the Academy Award-nominated film Seven to medical documentaries such as Plastic Surgery, E-Channel special. We hope your visit to our website is pleasant and informative. What color on the Pantone scale would you say he is on that?
He's
electric sunset.
One shade off of Trump.
Yeah.
They used to. The crayon has outlawed the color, but it used to be Indian orange. Now they think they backed away from that.
I just like how it starts with Dr. Ray's not only an artist.
Oh, yeah. As we all know.
And in this little write-up, it says, Dr. Ray is concerned about the integrity of the plastic surgery industry.
Yeah. Here's my wish. My wish is to wire myself up like an FBI informant. I want to sit down with Dr. Ray. And a bottle of Don Julio tequila. And the third person at the table is going to be the Bikram yoga guy.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to go, let's talk, ladies. I want to hear some of the best stuff you got. Now, I was never going to leave this table, but I want to know. I want the good. I want the bad. I want the ugly. And I want the smelly. Like, first, I want some general thoughts about women in general. Now have another hit, doctor.
Dr. Ray might say, ew.
Refreshing that up a little bit for you there. Yeah. And then we'll just really get to the bottom. You know what I mean?
That's good. You got some stories for sure.
Yeah, I break the ice with, I dated a stripper once. And then we'll see where it kind of goes from there. You know what I mean?
Bikram would be like, that's cute. Yeah, that's adorable.
At once? At one time?
How much did she pay you for your semen? I gave it to her for free. Oh, fool.
And was it 1,000 degrees when you did it?
You could have told her your semen. People wait in line around the block to get a goblet of my semen. The guy's the greatest.
Goblet.
I'd say, what? She's accusing me of rape? Huh? She should be begging to perform oral on me. That guy was just... How's that guy by how's the whole Me Too movement just slide past that guy? Yeah. You know, how about the Bikram? Hold on, we're not done with Al Franken yet. And did you hear what Matt Damon said? Yeah, but this guy's got studios all over the Southland. Up and quiet. Now listen, I've got running late. I got a hot yoga class coming up. Now, what are we going to do about this Matt Damon again? Flapping his gums about women.
Hold on, yoga guy. We got to.
I mean, how did that? Oh, you know what? He may be. You know, I make this argument all the time. I bet you Dan does a good Middle Eastern accent when the guy screws up and he's driving the car and you go, you're an hour late. And he goes, yeah, it's good. You like, yes, it's okay. My friend, come on. It's good now. And you go, where were you? Yeah, I see it. You know him. And come on now. And you're like, no, it's not good. Yes, you like, you know. And
is he gregarious?
Yeah, he gets a. Does he get away with the ultimate accent guy?
Yeah.
Like
he has
a crazy accent. Mm-hmm. Like, if that guy was just blonde-haired and blue-eyed, you'd be like,
string him up.
You need to be incarcerated for the rest of your life. Let's get a little taste of that Bikram yoga guy, because something between, I think it's his accent. I think he's able to say insane things, and no one really...
there's a forgiveness factor.
Well, we don't like it, but he's not judged the same way that... Oral Hershiser would be, let's say, famous Dodger pitcher.
Famous womanizer.
Well, I'm just saying, if he looked like Dr. Bruce or Oral Hershiser, and those are the things that came out of his mouth.
Might get a pass.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get a pass.
I see. Okay, but Bikram, because he's so exotic.
Come on, Gina.
Trump's affect.
Trump has become Trump. Like Howard Stern's Howard Stern, right. Like Snoop Dogg. They're Tyson. Yeah, they're who they are. Now they can do anything they want.
Yikes.
All right, you see if you can find that Bikram yoga guy.
His name's Bikram.
You can't find it?
Easier to find.
I'm looking.
He did a whole long interview on like...
60 Minutes.
60 Minutes. Was it 60 Minutes?
I watched it. I thought it was 60 Minutes.
Could have been Real Sports.
Oh, you might be right. I'm going to look it up.
I feel like it was real.
I
think it was Real Sports. Geico, man. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you add, save hundreds of dollars to your car insurance at geico.com. Just go in there and spend about 15 minutes and see if you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Extra money. Put that in your pocket. Get yourself some yoga pants, fellas. Yeah. Not just for the ladies. Geico.com. Spend a few minutes, see how much you could be saving on your auto insurance. Any Bikram yoga guy?
Bikram Chowdhury.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Urban.
Stop it.
Jill Lawler.
Stop it.
Maggie Gentner.
Stop it.
They felt sexually violated by you.
Oh, my God.
Lie, lie, and lie. I don't need to do that.
Rape or sexually assault?
Sexually assault. If I need women... I can make a line, the most beautiful, famous, rich women in the world. If I have
defense.
To sleep with women,
it's not a great defense.
Then I have to sleep, 5,000 girls every day.
5,000 women a day want to sleep with you?
Oh my God, not with that hair and that shirt.
Suicide. Four of them.
You're saying that four different women?
Four different women.
Each killed themselves because you wouldn't have sex with
all
them.
All died. Why I have to harass women? People pay $1 million for one drop of my sperm.
Oh, my God.
All right. You weren't kidding about that. I'm not kidding. Look, come on, Me Tooers. Let's focus for a second.
Let's recalibrate.
I'm not saying we won't carve out a little time for Al Franken
I'm not saying James Franco doesn't regret what he did.
Right.
How about that? The fact that he stole Gallagher's look?
Yeah, he's got Gallagher's hair.
His shirt.
His brother stole his act and that guy stole his look.
Or a knickknack from the stupid Rocky Horror Picture Show, whatever his name was.
Right.
Bikram.
Come on, Gina, it's up your alley.
Hold on, I know.
Riff raff.
Yes.
Knickknack.
You call yourself a fruit fly?
I need to have my card revoked.
All right, so... He's no good because there's like a weird brown cultural thing that it seems like you're attacking that guy, like, there's a nationality problem. It gets a little sticky sometimes when you're like, we got to go after that guy. And it's like, well, but maybe people think we're going after him because he's this nationality or something.
That and the yoga thing and the spirituality thing, it's all very progressive and very cutting edge.
And also with the crazy accent, nothing really sticks. But
if you read it on paper, if you read his transcript, he's a sociopath. He has no conscience. He doesn't care.
I'm just saying, if we're going to go after dudes, and we're going after rich dudes, and we're going after rich dudes who mistreat women, look no further than the hot yoga dude, everybody. Completely gave this interview 10 minutes before the movement started. It's flown under the radar ever since.
When you're confronted with rape allegations, and your response is, I could have any woman in the world I want. Why would I do that? You did it. That's a Bill Cosby defense.
Four confirmed deaths. Four women have killed themselves because I would not put myself in them.
That's such a feather in his cap when he says it.
They've killed them.
Dead.
Yes, I presided over their funerals. They killed themselves because I wouldn't have sex with them.
Oh, my God.
But also... Am I right that the best defense is a good offense?
Yeah. Who's coming, you know what I mean? No one's
most people get back on their heels and go, look, these were different times and in the context of, and my lawyer was shaking his head over there. Oh, just a good offense. You know what I mean? Yep. Thousands of women want to pay for a drop of my semen. It's like, all of a sudden, it doesn't stick.
Yeah. Literally.
Well, you know, Al Franken, he goes right into apology mode for doing next to nothing. And this guy goes right into offense mode for rape, right?
Yep. That's the first mistake. Apologizing.
Yeah. He should be like, he should be a publicist.
Yeah, some DNA crossover for sure.
All right, let's see. I want to tell you guys to check out Susie Orman's. Oh, did we bring it home?
Let's bring it home. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. If you can read this, the bitch fell off. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
You should check out financial guru Susie Orman's podcast, Women and Money, every Thursday on Podcast One. Download that. Enjoy that. A good friend, Susie Orman. Dan Fogler, Brooklyn Gladiator, name of his graphic novel. It's not a comic book.
Thank you. It's a graphic novel.
Volume Zero available, now at Amazon. So check that out. Check out the podcast, Dan Fogler's 4D Experience podcast, available on Apple Podcasts as well. Shoot him a tweet at Mr. Dan Fogler. And I want to thank Dr. Bruce for coming in here. We got live shows. I got live shows. Cleveland, Detroit, Portland, Burbank, Seattle, all over the place. And Corolla Drinks, there's some live shows coming up, some bottle signings and all that kind of stuff. There's comedy shows. Go to AdamCarolla.com and you can find out what we're all doing. And go to Corolla Drinks and say hi. And until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Bruce and Dan Fogler and Gina Grad and Paul Bryan saying mahalo.
I like looking at the pictures.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail with your questions or comments at 888-634-1744. Tickets and info on everything at AdamCarolla.com.